obviously extinction is a very natural process anyway. We'd expect it to happen with certain species that don't adapt. But I do think climate change is obviously going to be important in terms of speeding up all these effects. It's going to change whole ecosystems quite drastically. So we are going to see, I think, some very elevated rates of extinction because of it.
And can you explain how the process of climate change can result in the extinction of certain animal species?
If we're talking about temperatures rising, that changes the kind of plant life that you'll find in certain areas, which obviously has a knock-on effect to insect life, which has a knock-on effect to those that feed on the insects, and so on and so on.
Are there any examples you can think of that are affected specifically by climate change?
Here at the zoo, we have, you know, a couple of species that will probably be more at risk in the future. So things like penguins that rely on fish stocks, because obviously the marine ecosystems will probably be affected most of all. But it's also animals that rely on very specialised food sources. So, for example, we've got red pandas here that rely on bamboo out in the wild. And again, that's a very delicate balance on the ecosystem there. So if the temperatures, you know, do change, that could affect the bamboo, which will obviously affect greatly things like the red panda.
And what is it that you here and other zoological institutes can do to help?
The biggest thing we can do with climate change is education. So telling people what they can actually do in their day-to-day lives to try and mitigate climate change. So reduce, reuse, recycle. That's a lot of the things that we try and get across to members of the public and to schools. 2011 was the International Year of Biodiversity. So here at the zoo, we were trying to teach people more about habitats and how they work and ecosystems and biodiversity. It's not just about the big charismatic animals, it is about the insects and things.
Do you think that there's any hope for saving some species that are endangered, or do you think that it's inevitable that they're going to become extinct because of climate change?
I think it's inevitable we are going to see some species go extinct in the next, you know, sort of 10, 20, 30 years. That's just something we are going to have to accept. And we almost have to identify what species we can make a difference with.